It's not deserved moment. This very night. Ah, excuse me. This very moment, this very day. It's the Lord who sent me. Joe, leave these things, honey. Praise the Lord. Who's singing? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Huh? Holy is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Ah, holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Oh, come and bow before Him. Love and adore Him. Give praises unto Him, for He is holy, 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 holy is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. Oh, come and bow before Him. Love and adore Him. Give praises unto Him, for He is holy. Alleluia. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in us, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom, Lord, has come, and your will, your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread. Every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiving us our trespasses, as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but have delivered us from the evil one, and consecrated us in your truth. Your word of love is truth, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, love mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to a thousand generations. Father, love, I thank thee. Amen. Search my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. For I have hidden your word in my heart, that I may not sin against you. I cast down any idle word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life. And I forgive, Father, Lord, if I have aught against any, and I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch. Hear over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do wrong, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. That was what so passed unto me, my Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, when you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. It's the same body. Part of them. As I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body, I do so in remembrance of him. For the thief cometh not except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come, says the Lord, that you may have life and have it more abundantly, in abundance to the full to the overflows. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, release. Restore, Lord, restore. Oh, my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful High Priest, my Redeemer. You are my Good Shepherd, my Intercessor, my Friend, my Blood Brother, my Bridegroom. You are the Lord of the Harvest, the Lord God of hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His blessed love, his tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready. Ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, free from the law of sin and death. So under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, Resurrection 5. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in splendor. I, God's beloved Son, for in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready. And whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. The Lord be in his holy temple, silenced before him all the earth. Abba, my Father. I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today, my very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts, and I, who am to inherit salvation, they hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. And because I belong to you, Father, Lord, mine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, both now and forever. In the name of your Son, my Lord, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations of men, I thank you. So in the name, by the blood of Christ, I curse all the plans of the enemy against us, this Caravan family, household and ministries, lands and territories. I curse all his plans. And by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirit, the demonic stronghold, strong men. All the attacks, all the symptoms, all the germs, bacteria, viruses, fungal, every thing that would come against us, cursed be them all by the blood of the Lamb. Their ability to still kill and destroy and deceive us, be paralyzed, incapacitated in every way, shape or form, and defeated in our lives, lands, our families, households and ministries, lands and territories. And in anyone that will, anything that would sent, that was sent against us, had done a wrong to us, this Caravan family, households and ministries, lands and territories, hit the bloodline, with be reversed and returned to whomever sent them. No weapon formed against us can prosper. Anyone who attacks us falls before us, and anyone who speaks falsely of us, I condemn it. This is the Lord of the servants of the Lord, our vindication from him, says the Lord. And by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the seed of the serpent, and serpent of venom, cheap imprints, all the hidden deeds of darkness. Excuse me, individually and as a whole, shall not be affected, infected by any one of them in any way, shape, or form. Wherever the light touches today, that we discard one family, household and ministries, lands and territories, shall be delivered. And by the blood of the cross of Christ, I call on Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, who dwells in us, never fails us, never leaves us, nor forsakes us. And who is the fire by night and by day that surrounds us to consume those attacks, those symptoms, the plans of the enemy, the demonic spirit, the strong men, the strongholds, and keep us well protected, preserved, and provided for by our Father in heaven. Thank you. Father, Lord, that we live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. The hail flattens the forest and the cities level completely. How blessed are we. This Caravan family, household and ministries, lands and territories, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkey keys range free. Thank you, Father Lord, for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions will try to exert. Thank you, Father Lord, for having translated us from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son you love, my Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generation. Thus I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. So in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father Lord, I believe I receive my daily bread and every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and in Christ, in me, thus I know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner that I have been fully and clearly known and understood by love. So, Father, love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee. I thank you, Father, love, for keeping my heart tender toward the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit, and for increasing in me the hunger and thirst for your word with a reverential fear and awe of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever the Lord, my God, tells me, I do it. So lead on, Good Shepherd. I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Lord, my love, in you I breathe, I move, and I have my being. And in you I will forever be. Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. Father, love, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways. You, Lord Jesus, you are my good shepherd. I am not in want of anything good or beneficial. The Lord of hosts has set a table before me in the presence of my enemies, my anguishes. He anoints my head with oil, my cup overflows. The Holy Spirit leading me and guiding me into all truth. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater are they that are with me than they that are against me. If God is for me, who can be against me? The Lord is on my side. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. Lord, you are my God. In you I confidently trust and rely on. Hallelujah. So I trust in you, Lord my God, and I entrust myself to you. The Lord who judges justly, my defender, my advocate, my Jehovah Yireh, my El Shaddai, my recompense, my doctor, my healer, my security. The Lord is here. He will not allow my feet to get caught in a trap. I thank you, Father, Lord, that you have wiped every tear from the eyes of us, the scattered brown family, household and ministries, lands and territories, there be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away. For my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. And he holds the keys of death and hell, and we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So there be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places. Therefore, in our means, in our lands and territories, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathens shall then come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, leave us, you and all your followers. Only then shall we depart, and we shall pass through the midst of them all, and go away at God our Father's appointed time and hour. Till then, we, the Scatterbound family, household, and ministries, individually and all as a whole, continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the unforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly. Our days are being as days of heaven on this earth. There are peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces, our lives. We discover upon family, household, and ministries, our lands and territories. Our kingdoms are at peace, for the Lord our God is giving us rest on every side. And with long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation power, the catching away of us to church and his beloved into glory without our sin, the grave plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in us. Amen. Hallelujah. The supper of Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins, excuse me, be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. As I eat my Lord Jesus' as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me, believing in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I live in the greater glory. I was crucified with Christ, I died and was buried with him, and went to hell in him, and was raised to life again with him, the Lord my God. And from the church called called to glory. So, I love you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe in the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me as much as you love my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord my God, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are all mine. For I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, Lord, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father, Lord, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord for his good, his grace is abounding in his mercy, and does forever. Thank you, Father, Lord, that it is the Lord, our God, who has given us power to acquire wealth by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. Thank you, Father, Lord, that the Lord, walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice, bestowing wealth on us, this God of our family, household, and ministries, who love him, and making our treasuries full. Thank you, Father, Lord, that the Lord, brothers, sisters in this Scatterbound family, household, and ministries out of bondage, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body, for God's Holy Ghost resurrection power has replaced my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My daddy quickening my mortal body because of his spirit who lives in me. Thank you, Father Lord, for having restored my right leg and my right foot and my whole body. And there is none feeble among us, the Scatterbound family, household, and ministries. Lands and territories, for the Lord has restored unto us. The years that were stolen, taken from us, and a hundredfold return of all that we have left for your His name's sake and for the gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. For the Lord, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has made us free, free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In Him there is no unrighteousness. Lord, here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of praise, the Root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here is the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory. My victory is in His blood, the precious blood of the Lamb. Of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we, this Scatterbound family, household, and ministries, lands and territories, kingdoms remain. Oh Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. Father, we are resting in your goodness, for it expressed through your faithfulness to your word and to us. You have exalted your word above your name and all your names, and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And through your ability to bring your word to pass in our lives, the heavens declare your glory, the sky proclaim the work of your hand, and we are so fearfully and wonderfully made, and through your willingness to do so, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that we who believe shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn us, but through Him we might be saved. And through your loving kindness toward us, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And in your being an on-time God, true Father, Lord my God, your thoughts are not our thoughts, nor are your ways your ways. Your ways are not our ways, nor our thoughts. Your thoughts are our thoughts. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain come down from heaven and do not return there until it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so your word that come down, that come out of your mouth, will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. And as it is said, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that they know you and know us, that you are a God exercising loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth in which you are well pleased. So, Father Lord, let your glory fill the earth. Let your glory fill this Catapult family, household and ministry, household and ministries, lands and territories this day. And let it be known to all that you are God, that Jesus is Lord, to your glory, God our Father. It is in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we believe, we receive, for not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God of hosts. So, Father, Lord, for the beauty of your love, we thank thee. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you, my beloved, you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored always. Amen. Praise the Lord.